I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen Finney in short shorts, but this injustice must end. That's what blogger Ed Simpson is calling for. But what can he be talking about? He's complaining that it's unacceptable for men to wear shorts in the office during sunny weather. Maybe just the short shorts, I don't know. In a Facebook rant, the blogger says that men are donning the exact same work attire we wore in the dead of winter, while our female colleagues will come into work dressed for the beach. What do you think? Shameful double standards, or should men keep it under wraps at the office? 0845955678. 81771 is the text. I'm joined by fashionista Cathy Martin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Although Finney has just told me that seeing him in short shorts can be arranged. I'm not sure how I feel about that, Cathy, to be honest. And model agent Anthony Miller. Hello, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, as I say, reeling from that short revelation, really. Cathy, first of all, what do you think? Should we relax these rules, let men come in whatever they want?
Well, I'm a big fan of, you know, if you've got to flaunt it. So, I mean, if there are amazing legs there under a guy's trousers, then why not get them out when, you know, the weather's good? As long as it's the right kind of shorts, because there really are, you know, certain shorts that you couldn't wear to work, and they would be football shorts, sport shorts and things like that.
Kevin Keegan's.
Yeah, depending on your job, of course. But, you know, if you're in an office environment, and especially if you're in a kind of more relaxed, creative environment, then certainly there are plenty of trendy shorts, short chinos and things like that, which would be acceptable. It all depends on how you style them up, of course, and who's wearing them. But I think in general, dress codes for the office are much more relaxed than they were 15, 20 years ago. So I think the shorts will definitely become more acceptable than they are even now.
But if you said that if a woman has a good set of pins, she should be allowed to wear a short skirt, you could get yourself in a bit of trouble, Cathy.
Well, you know, fashion is about freedom of expression, you know, so if somebody wants to wear something, let them wear it. So, you know, I'm not saying you should only wear a short skirt if you've got good legs. You can wear a short skirt if you want to, but to look your optimum, then, you know, you really should think about your overall look and appearance and image. Now, in the office today, there are three guys and three girls, excluding myself, and I have one girl in shorts and one guy in shorts out of my team. So, you know, it's nice to see a mix, but everybody's certainly dressed, you know, a lot more summery, and, you know, things are much more casual. But I suppose we work in an environment where, you know, it's quite acceptable, and we're not, you know, I'm not in the banking trade. I'm not in the legal trade. I'm not in kind of more traditional industry. So we can probably get away with it a wee bit more.
Anthony, what do you think then, this push towards everybody in Daisy Dukes?
First of all, good morning, Cathy. And far be it from me to argue with the gatekeeper of fashion, you know, all props to Cathy. But the reality of this is there aren't a lot of men with the beach watch bodies. And we don't want to see, you know, the variations of chicken legs or the rhino legs in the office. But like Cathy said, she works in PR. So, you know, certainly, you know, the young chap coming in, she's in fashion PR, and it's very fat, short suits and stuff out at the minute for men. But when you're going to see your solicitor or your barrister or your doctor or anybody that's a bit, you really don't want to be seen as wee grey legs hanging out of a pair of shorts. Not a good look.
Is that the problem? I mean, Cathy, you said that, you know, if you've got it, then why not flaunt it? But it's this time of year where you do see people in the street and you think, have you no mirrors in your house?
You know, you can think that all year round, really. But I think, you know, the rule is, you know, to dress to dress for the occasion. So, you know, if you go for, you know, very, very casual shorts, you will look like you belong on the beach and not in the office that you're working in. If you go for sort of over kind of printed shorts or whatever, you're going to look like you belong on the golf course and not in the office. So it's really about matching what you're wearing to your location or your situation. So there are amazing shorts out there, both on the high street and with the designers. You know, you can get really nice tailored shorts. you know, everywhere from, you know, cheaper websites right through to the top international designers. And I think it's all about getting it right. It's matching your footwear. So you couldn't wear, you know, for example, a pair of trainers with shorts if you're going into work in a professional office environment. You know, trainers are very acceptable in the creative industries, but not really in traditional industries. So it's about matching things up. And I think, you know, I think there are lots of opportunities to play around with fashion without kind of looking a bit silly.
Well, could you give some advice to the gentlemen who work on the Nolan team then? Because they are, that's why we're doing this item today, because they've just been in a quandary all week what to wear.
Well, you know, there are some really nice linen trousers out there too. So you can keep your body cool, but still cover up your legs if you choose to do so. And as well as linen, there are obviously lighter fabrics like, you know, silks and cottons as well. Silk's not a great look if you're prone to perspiration, of course, but, you know, there are really...
This is a minefield!
They're really nice, you know, and also if you're going to choose linen, get a linen with a sort of a modern fibre mixture in it, because linen on its own can crease quite easily. So it's all about keeping yourself cool and looking, you know, looking smart. But my only rule really is to dress for the occasion and the situation. So, you know, as Anthony said, don't go and, you know, expect to walk into a meeting with legals or with financial people and wear shorts and not have maybe an eyebrow raised or whatever.
Anthony, do you think there's a double standard, though, you know, that women can turn up for work looking slightly more beachy, whereas men have the pressure to be a bit more formal?
You know, I don't really know, because I mean, I've yet to walk into an office where I've seen a girl dressed, you know, in a formal surroundings and thought, oh my gosh, she looks like a beach. Yes, they do wear summery clothes or more summery clothes, but men wear summery clothes too, like Kathy mentioned, the linen suits and lighter suits with a lighter coloured shirt or something like that. But my advice, just almost not counteracting what Kathy said, but there's a very simple advice, because not every man has access to Kathy Martin, unfortunately, first thing in the morning. Invest in a linen suit. Keep it dry, cleaned, get it done and pressed once a week, and you'll look absolutely fantastic. Dead simple. The minute, unfortunately, Northern Irish men, in the general, as we see if you walk through the city centre, great on the old-fashioned, and most of them don't have it to flaunt it.
So Anthony, I think you're lying. Dropped out there. Cover. I think you tried. You meant to say not great on the old-fashioned front.
Yeah, that's what I meant. yeah.
And funny, Martin in Derry / Londonderry, he has texted in this morning. He says that after seeing some horrific sights around our city on the recent hot days, I think most men and some ladies should seriously consider whether burying the flesh in public places is really a good idea.
Yeah, keep it covered. I mean, I would almost recommend the burqa for most of the men, unfortunately, running about in the summer.
Kathy, the burqa, is that the way forward for some people?
Oh, I wouldn't be quite so extreme, and I think everybody's entitled to you know, to walk the streets and wear what they like. It can be offensive to other people, you know, what some people choose to wear. But unfortunately, that's life, and that's the fashion life, I suppose. But on the beach, certainly, you know, you do see all shapes and sizes, and I suppose it's embracing your body and embracing what you've got, and working with fashion to make the most of what you've got.
Okay, Kathy Martin, that's good advice to end on. Make the most of what you've got. And Anthony Miller, thank you both very much for joining us this morning.